This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Know that we are living in a home.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to our program Islam Quest, where we are discussing a very, very important subject. That is the proof to prove the life after death. To prove the concept of hereafter, and we have mentioned five of them before the break. The sixth reason, or the sixth proof that there is life after death, the concept of hereafter exists, is that this is the claim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Creator Himself, who created everything, including you, me and the rest, He says in Surah Al-Qiyamah, Surah number 75, ayah number 1 to 4, about the reality that He will bring us back and asking us to ponder that do we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring us back, will not raise us again? He will surely assemble our bones, even to the core, to the equation of our fingertips. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes this claim that there is hereafter. The Creator Himself claims that there is the concept of hereafter. There is a place of life after death. So this is the Creator's claim. The seventh reason why there is life after death, or why there is a concept of hereafter, is because we had no existence. We had no existence. We were never existing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Insan, Surah number 76, number 1 and 2, about our reality. Who we were? A drop of sperm? And Allah gave us life. He gave us flesh and bones. He has given us that shape. So don't we think that the one who gives this life, He can raise us again? He can assemble us again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, invites us to ponder on this point, to reflect on this point, that we were nothing. We were literally nothing but a drop of sperm. And with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us this shape, this body, the flesh and bones and maturity and everything. So we were nothing. Allah created us. Allah made us who we are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely assemble us back again. The eighth point, my dear brothers and sisters, why there is life after death is because, as we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. He is all powerful. So for the one who is all powerful, to create or to recreate is very easy. He would just say be and the things come into being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all powerful. And He has created us for the first time. So it is much easier to recreate us again. It is much easier than the first time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being all powerful, Al-Qadir, being the one who has all competency, He will recreate us. So because He is all-powerful, because He has the power to recreate us again, we will have no doubt whatsoever. We will have no doubt whatsoever that we will not be created again. My dear brothers and sisters, it is the need to think, to ponder on these proofs, to prove the existence of life after death. The ninth reason, my brothers and sisters, why there is life after death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives an example. In Surah Hajj, Surah number 22, ayah number 5 to 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first talks about our own creation, who we were. We were a drop of sperm. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala develops us. He has given us hearing and seeing. He has given us all the qualities which made us a human being, a mature, fully matured human being. And then He gives example of this barren earth. The barren earth, it is Allah who sends down the rain. And then you see the greenery, the vegetation that beautifies the earth. How does it happen? It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And can't you see that when you sleep, sleeping is like almost dying. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows him to live again for the next day, He sends back the soul to him and he could wake up. So for a person who sleeps and Allah allows him to wake up, to be alive for some more time, it is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recreate us again. The possibility is absolutely there. It is certain, it is clear, logical and rational for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created us, He will bring us back again. He has the power and this is absolutely possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given these examples for us. Again, my brothers and sisters, I invite you to the glorious Quran to study it. And you would realize that the concept of hereafter, the belief in the hereafter is absolutely certain. It is not based on the blind faith. It is logical. It is just. It is complete. It is scientific, even from the background of if we study that every cause has an effect. And this life is meaningful only when there is hereafter. If we live in this world in a better way, we will be better in the hereafter. These reasons, my dear brothers and sisters, prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a place for us to go and be there forever after this life. The 10th reason why there is a hereafter, the concept of the existence of life after death, is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, Surah number 40, that the creation of the heavens and the earth is far greater, is far superior than the creation of man. When we ponder over the creation, it is absolutely amazing. It is beyond our imagination and comprehension. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of that complex universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, is the Lord of everything that we see around us, the heavens and the earth. And we are a small creature among the big and huge creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create the heavens and the earth, who are you and me? He can recreate us again. There is no doubt on the possibility of that we shall not be brought back. We will surely be brought back. And my dear brothers and sisters, in order for us to remain good, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us only one life. And in this very life, there is a test. If we perform best in this test, then we will be at rest in the hereafter. And that is the reason when we see and study the glorious Quran, it mentions about the importance of the life after death, the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى, that the later life is better than your first life. It is better than this life in many, many ways. Number one, the life in the hereafter is permanent. The life in the hereafter is permanent. The life in the hereafter is absolutely qualitatively. It is with absolute quality. The life in the hereafter is absolutely pure. Unlike in this world, which is all contaminated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these ayat of the glorious Quran so that we may understand the importance of the existence of hereafter. These are some of the 10 reasons, my brothers and sisters, that we have shared in this given limited time available. However, if you study further, there are again so many reasons which prove that there is life after death. And the concept of hereafter is absolutely logical and understandable. I would like to end this episode with an ayah with which I began my talk from Surah Mulk, Surah number 67, ayah number 2, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gives life and death so that He may test us who is in best of conduct. This life is a test. Do not fail in this test. If you fail in this test, you will fail forever, because we have only one life. And think about the hereafter, for this will help you to build your future forever. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we are living.